We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
We needed to find an Arizona Cardinals expert looking high and low for one. We found a guy, critically acclaimed Phoenix talk show host, sports talk show host there. This man played professional baseball and professional football in the NFL. He was on those Dirty Bird Falcons that went to the Super Bowl in 98. A former NFL tight end who now talks about and covers the Arizona Cardinals in the desert. His name's Ed Smith. And he joins us right now here on 93.7 The Fan. Ed, is this Cardinals defense as bad as advertised?
It might be worse, man. I'm telling you. They've we thought early in the season it was because, you know, Patrick Peterson was gone for the first six games. We thought to ourselves, you know, it'll get better once he gets back. It's only, to be honest with you, it's only gotten worse, and that's including the defensive pass coverage. So, and then you throw in with the visiting tight ends or opposing tight ends have done to us all year. It's just been a mess of a whole lot of bad.
Ed, do you want to get back out there? You're 50 years old. Do you think you could maybe put up some points against that defense as a tight end? What is it about that position that has made it so tough for them to cover guys?
We've been trying to figure that out since the preseason. And, you know, you would think if something keeps happening over and over and over again every single week, you know, our duty is to help whatever tight end come in here have a case for being a Pro Bowl tight end this year. You would think at some point they would have an emphasis on, okay, if we're going to get beat this week, it's not going to be by the opposing team's tight end. We have not figured it out from day one, and it's been one of the most confusing things all the way through the season. And the fact that it's been like no-name guys, that it hasn't been like, you know, your typical, you know, Kittles and people like that. It's anybody who's wearing a number representing a tight end position. They've been able to come in there and have their way with us.
Highly popular, very popular talk show host in Phoenix, Believe Podcast Network, Believe in the Cardinals. We've got Ed Smith here, former NFL player, joining us on 93.7 The Fan. So, Ed, who are you killing then? I mean, who are the people associated with that defense that you've just been hammering away at this year and calling them out? Is it Vance Joseph? Is it the defensive coordinator that's screwing things up out there? Who's to blame?
Well, you know, that's where everybody's going. You know, and I've been trying to give him a flyer from early in the season. You know, obviously he came, took over this defense. They went back to a 3-4 from a 4-3 after last year's experiment. You know, and I keep saying we don't necessarily have the horses to carry us, meaning we don't have that superior talent on that side of the ball. So I've been giving him a pass all through the year. But the problem is because there's been, I guess, no improvement at all. At some point, you got to start pointing your finger somewhere, and you can look at the fact, like I said, we don't have the greatest amount of talent over there. Even we have it in a couple spots. You know, your Chandler Jones, your Terrell Suggs, even though he's a little long in the tooth. Peterson missing six games, so maybe he's shaking rust off. But at this point, I mean, it's just, you know, if I had to cut the pie up, man, I'd have to give it, you know, maybe 60, 70% of it to the coaching staff, and then the other 30 to the lack of talent and guys just not, I guess, performing at the level that we think they should be performing.
Ed, in terms of the team overall, I mean, the defense being not good at all. In fact, what did you say? Worse than people might think gets the headlines. But it looked like the offense, it looked like Murray was making some strides week to week, especially lately. And then it felt like the bottom fell out against the Rams. What's going on with that offense?
Well, you know, I was expecting that. Last week's game, I've been thinking it was coming for a while just because of some of the, you know, opposing teams we've gone up against. Early in the year, we had a lighter schedule, and this back end has been brutal. You know, two times against San Fran, you got even another one coming against the Rams, you know, Seattle. So I knew this was coming. What I've been kind of concerned about is, I guess, the lack of pop in this offense. You know, it's one of those things where, you know, we can go out and, you know, Kyle Murray can throw the ball over the place, but it seems like it's more of a horizontal attack. I'm still waiting for, I guess, this explosive a dynamic offense that we were promised, you know, right from the beginning, even as, you know, early as the preseason. Just still haven't seen that yet. And then the other thing is lack of adjustments during the games. We've actually jumped out to some leads, had teams kind of off their, you know, off their toes a little bit because maybe they were coming in not sure what to expect. And as soon as they figure it out, whether it's on the sidelines or at halftime, we haven't been able to do that, you know, make that adjustment to keep counteract what they're doing. So it's been a kind of a combination of a whole bunch of things. You know, I will say things could be a lot worse because Kyler Murray has handled everything, in my opinion, exceptionally well. You know, he never seems to have that deer in the headlights look that most rookies have. I can't say that sometimes about Kyler, Cliff Kingsbury. There's a couple times where it looks like he's trying to figure it out on the run over there on the sideline. But, you know, we're coming down the stretch of the season hoping to see a little more improvement than what we saw this past weekend.
Eddie looks like a guy that likes to put the nice Ray-Ban sunglasses on, gel his hair, do a couple bicep curls before he goes out there, maybe some ab crunches. Cliff Kingsbury, right? I mean, he looks like a very camera-friendly coach.
He does. What I'm waiting to see is that either, you know, I've talked to my partner on our Believe in the Podcast, Arizona Cardinals podcast. I'm still waiting to see what his, I guess, personality is. Obviously, I have utmost and greatest respect for Tomlin, you know, the Steelers head coach, and that dude, you know exactly what he is. You know, he's not going to yell too much of a yeller screamer, but he demands authority, you know, from his players. You know, everybody respects him around the league. I'm still waiting to see what Cliff, you know, other than being such a handsome man and having that great deep voice, I'm still trying to figure out what else he's bringing to the table. I just still haven't seen it yet.
Ed, how much trouble is the Cardinals offense in from this Steelers pass rush? What's that offensive line like right now?
Man, that's been one of our biggest bugaboos all year. And, you know, obviously, you know, you got guys in and out right now. You know, they're still trying to find their way. The other thing is you have a quarterback who, you know, he's not necessarily, I'll call him a big scrambler, but, you know, he does try to evade, and there are times when he'll fall into trouble just because the offensive line doesn't know where he's going to land in that pocket. So there's all kind of different, I guess, elements that have made this a really difficult year for that offensive line. The other thing, we haven't established anything as far as a run to take any pressure off the passing game. So when you can just pin your ears back and head for that pocket, it makes everything a whole lot easier. And, you know, Steelers, Matt Hayward's probably licking his chops. You're ready to come out here and have a little bird dinner, you know. So, I mean, it might be tough for those Cardinals facing that front with the Steelers coming in here.
Ed Smith, former NFL tight end, very popular Phoenix sports talk show host, joining us here talking about the Cardinals and Steelers. All right, Ed, you know this team better than us, Arizona. What are we getting into on Sunday? What's your crystal ball tell you? Is it going to be a throwback game for Larry Fitzgerald? Is he going to have another big game against the Steelers? Do you see Arizona pulling the upset with all those Steelers fans invading State Farm Stadium there? What do you know here? Are you predicting an upset? The Cardinals, do you think they'll take down the Steelers?
I am not picking any upsets this week. I have, you know, with everything that the Steelers have to play for, and then especially after that egg we laid last week, I'm a little concerned that this close to the end of the season, what type of Cardinals team are we going to see if the Steelers jump up early? And obviously you're missing a bunch of your weapons, so I'm not looking, this isn't going to be Ben and the Triple B's coming out here, but what happens if we fall down 14 or 17, just like we did this past week? Does the team fold the tent and just kind of cash it in with nothing to play for? And, you know, as far as, you know, our attack, you know, I'm still waiting to see if we can establish a run game, protect Murray, score within the red zone. We have so many issues we're dealing with here that I would never feel comfortable in predicting against the Steelers, whatever you guys have to play for. And you got the Duck Man coming in here, so, you know, he's riding high with confidence, and who knows what we're going to get. But I don't see it being one of those games like last week. We were just throttled by the Rams because they – have all those weapons on that side of the ball. I don't see it being that kind of game, but I could see you guys coming in here and beating us down, you know, 27-16, something in that range.
Okay. Ed Smith, former NFL tight end, Believe Podcast Network, Believe in Cardinals to get kind of behind enemy lines before this game on Sunday. Ed, thank you so much.
Thanks,
appreciate
Ed.
It.
Appreciate it, gentlemen. Have a great day.
You too.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, They're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.